CQ, 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 and welcome to Am Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to another edition of Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. Today's show, sponsored in part by MFJ Enterprises, EDCO Electronic Distributors, and Exotic Research Report. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, and in Arizona, it's 602-230-2755. Now, there's only 2 weeks left for the largest ham gathering in the world, which takes place, of course, at Dayton, Ohio, at the Dayton Hamvention, and we have today as my guests the chairman, Dick Miller. And we also have his assistant, Jim Graver, KBAPSO, and have all this information here. I've also been handed a fax that was sent, which I'll get into a little bit. I guess there's a de-expedition. The BS-7H 1997 de-expedition shut down at approximately 6:45 Zulu on May 3rd, much earlier than planned. The reason for the early shutdown is not entirely clear. Tim, N4GN, was in communication with the team prior to the close of their operation. However, only partial details were available at that time. Further bulletins will be issued once all the facts are fully known. And I want to thank Bob Wilson, N6TV, for sending me this fax and telling me about it. If anybody has any further information on that, I'd be kind of interested to find out, or if Tim Toten and 4GN is listening, maybe he knows more about it. But that was a big de-expedition, and whenever something shuts down ahead of schedule, hopefully there's no problems. Okay, well, we're going to talk about Dayton. We're going to talk about the Hamvention. It's going to be a little quieter than it was last week, and you guys sure came through with all the flaming stuff. I did get a few, and Nancy from FIS said she's gotten tons of email and snail mail about FIS, and who knows, she might even get a whole bunch of members because of it. Anyway, we'll be right back with Jim and Dick right after this.
Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop Circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet Machine, Plaza Technology, you can buy. Implosion Technology, that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, a new magazine this month. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Do you know the key to success in a free country? It's actually quite simple. Get an education, a job, and invest wisely. That's why you need Investor's Business Daily, the newspaper for people who choose to succeed. Investor's Business Daily is the nation's leading source for comprehensive coverage of business, financial, and economic news. Investor's Business Daily gives you the facts, figures, and objective news analysis you need to succeed in today's America. You'll see articles such as Leaders and Success, a profile of movers and shakers in fields such as business, politics, and academia, how they rose to the top and how you can too. Also, the New America section profiles America's emerging new companies and dynamic new trends. Call toll-free 1-800-499-0480 now and receive 10 free issues of Investor's Business Daily, plus the audio cassette 100 Ways to Improve Your Investment Results. That number again is 1-800-499-0480 for your 10 free issues of Investor's Business Daily.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra-wide spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous no matter what, 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories, 1-800-647-1800.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back, and we're here with Dick Miller, N8CBU, and Jim Graver, KB8PSO. And we're going to be talking about the Dayton Hamvention, which takes place, like I say, on the, well, the whole weekend, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, and it is what I would consider the mecca for amateur radio. It's where all these guys and gals go to see what amateur radio is really like. Now, there was a song written about Dayton, and I just thought that I might want to start out the show by playing this a little bit. That's enough of that. How you doing today, Dick?
I'm doing just fine. That's some song, isn't it?
Well, you know, Andrew and Lisa put together a pretty good album and CD, but unfortunately, the ham population didn't really embrace it as much as I thought they would. And the songs are all good. It's not like it's all parodies or comedies. It's all original music, big bands done in Nashville, done professionally. They have decent voices, and they're cute songs. So, anyway. And they thought enough of Dayton to make a song about it.
I think that's nice.
Yeah, I figured you would. Now, okay, now how long, Dick, has the Dayton Hamvention been in operation?
This is number 46.
So 46 years, and it started, I would imagine, considering that it is Dayton, Ohio, as a small little local get-together?
Well, it started in one of the local hotels, and they expected about 300 people and ended up with 600, and it's just grown like Topsy ever since.
Well, now you have approximately how many people expected this year?
We're looking at about 28,000 to 30,000, possibly more if the weather's good.
Okay, so 30,000 hams anywhere has got to be an unusual circumstance. How many vendors are there? I mean, people have been to flea markets. Now, you know, every time I do this show once a year, you know, there's a lot of new people who have no idea of what the Dayton Hamvention is, and they think, you know, oh, another little flea market or something. And there is a little flea market there. How little is that? Like, how many vendors are there that have that are tailgating?
Okay, the flea market, the number of spaces is approximately 2,760. There's about 1,275, something like that, that this year that are registered for the flea market. So obviously some of them have multiple spaces.
Okay, but so still in excess of 1,200 different vendors at a swap meet. I wonder what the second biggest has. You know, that's like mind-boggling. And then inside, you have how many exhibitors that are actually exhibiting new merchandise that are commercial vendors?
I'll let Jim answer that.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay, this is Jim Graver. You're the Assistant General Chairman, KB8 PSO, which means that either next year or the year after, you get Dick's job.
Oh, let's put it this way. If Dick hangs around through this year, we'll give him another year yet.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, well, this is only his first year as general chairman, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because last year, that's right, because you were the assistant for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
It usually goes that way, what I've seen so far. So, you know, I hope you're learning a lot, Jim.
I'm pretending to be a sponge at this time, Lynn.
Okay, so let's talk about the commercial vendors.
Okay, Inside Exhibits has approximately 280 individual exhibitors that are showing in approximately 530 spaces.
Okay, and this is a place where a lot of the new products are shown way before they even hit the market. I know that I think it was 2 years ago, or it might have actually been 3 years ago now, that ICOM first showed their 706, and then it took, of course, a full year before it actually came out on the market. But I first saw it there, and it was going to be a winner from the start. And, of course, now they're coming out with their Mark II, the 706 Mark II, which is an upgrade, I guess, from the first one. But, I mean, you're really the showcase place where there's nobody that's in amateur radio that isn't showing there. Well, I mean, there is, but none of the major suppliers or even the minor suppliers are all there.
That's correct. It is the one place where if something is going to be shown that's new, they want to get it to the most people at one time, and that's where the manufacturers tend to release theirs.
Okay, another thing is that, and some people may consider it good, some people bad, and I know we don't want to talk politics today, but it is not an ARRL event.
That's correct. It is not an ARRL event. It is sponsored by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. And this year we are an ARRL approved ham fest.
Okay, now that has not been the case in the past?
That's correct, it has not been. This is the first year that Hamvention has applied for and received that approval.
Now, is there anything as showgoers that we can look forward to or look to see that would be different because it's an ARRL approved event?
It will be almost a transparent situation for the attendees, Lynn.
Okay, so there is really no different on our part of visiting there and seeing it.
Correct.
And you're going to have nice weather like last year where I was quite amazed. Usually, you know, when I go there, the major thing that I see, of course, that is a little unusual is umbrellas. that's usually the product that that is kind of like the richest vendors there are the ones selling the umbrellas and the plastic raincoats. But last year, I did not see any of those. In fact, I saw a couple of them, and they had like their hands out. They were trying to make some money because they weren't selling anything. And the guys that were making all the money were the suntan lotion purveyors.
Well, that's about right, Lynn. In fact, I'll take credit for that because last year I bought a rain suit just before Hamvention, and I'd never put it on.
That's like washing your car and then it rains, right?
It's in reverse, right.
I never forget. I can't tell you how much coconut oil and how much Coppertone and all that other brand that I smelled as you're walking up and down the aisles because I guess, you know, being from Phoenix, I'm used to the sun, you know, but I think that based on what I saw, there were a lot of red faces there, a lot of people who I don't think have seen the sun for quite a while.
No, it was a different occasion last year, and even if it did rain, it was a bit of warm rain. So that's nice too.
And it was very pleasurable because I hear somebody with some ham equipment in their background.
No, it's not here.
No, really. Okay, well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the forums and all the activities that are there at the Hamvention. It's really wild. And if you want to participate, you have any questions, 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
If you love cars and love reading about them, now there's a magazine that blows the doors off anything you've seen before. Automobile Magazine, the one that turns the volume up on your driving experience. Every issue takes you beyond the typical road test to put you behind the wheel, to feel the power of the Dodge Viper Coupe, the lift of the new Ferrari 512 TR. Call right now to get Automobile Magazine for just $1 an issue. And stay on top of the scoops, the specs, and the insider insights. From the genius behind the concept cars of the future to the best drives for under $25,000 today. Call for 12 monthly issues at only $1 an issue and save 66% off the cover price. Plus, get a high-intensity car light as a free bonus with your paid subscription.
Call 800-863-4100 now. That's 800-863-4100. And get into Automobile Magazine today.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here. 1-800-293-5366 is our number. 1-800-293-5366. We've got Dick Miller, NHCBU, the general chairman for the Dayton Hamvention, along with Jim Graver, the assistant general chairman, KB8PSO. And we're talking about the Dayton Hamvention. I'd like to hear from somebody out there. I know that we're basically spewing out a lot of information today, and so there isn't a whole lot of interactivity like last week where the phones were burning up. In fact, I touched the phone lines. I think I still got burns on my fingers. Last week, guys, we were talking about code. I'd like to hear from somebody who has been to the Dayton Hamvention in the past couple of years, let's say, or a long time ago, and could give their perspective on why hams or why people should attend this event, or what they saw there, or maybe that they bought that one item for 6 cents that is worth $6,000, you know. One man's garbage is another man's treasures. I'd just like to hear a different perspective. Obviously, I enjoy it, and obviously Jim and Dick are going to enjoy it since they're working for it. But if somebody out there has been, 1-800-293-5366, I'd like to hear your perspective on it. Okay, there are so many forums that are taking place. I would say that one of the greatest things about Dayton, forgetting about the vendors that are there and the new products and forgetting about the swap meet area and all that, I mean, if one could forget about it, is all the forums. How many forums are there?
Oh, boy, you caught me off guard, Len. I don't know the exact number.
Well, there's got to be like 40 or 50 of them.
Yeah, let's see, somewhere between 45 and 55, I believe. I've forgotten the exact number.
Okay, so, I mean, anytime you're going to have 45 or 50 different forums, and these are not just somebody that, you know, is sitting in the alley that you just picked up to talk about. These are well-known people, most of them, and very knowledgeable. I mean, and they cover all gamuts of the spectrum in amateur radio. I mean, from Morse code to RFI to legal stuff to spread spectrum, you name it. And I want to go through some of these because I think it's really paramount that a ham sometime in their life goes to Dayton. I mean, really, if you're really taking this hobby seriously, I think that once in a while you should go there and see what all this is all about. And boy, can you learn a lot.
Well, you're right, Len. It covers a broad spectrum of interest from begin with A at AMSAT and go right on down. It's just right down the alphabet. It covers almost anything that anybody is interested in.
Well, if we look at some of the forums, we've got... let's say even on Friday you've got stuff about AMSAT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, AMSAT with their Phase 3D that's coming out, this is very, very, very topical and very today. And now, you know, getting started in amateur radio, analog and digital satellites. Now, when Ned is here, my co-host, I mean, he's into that heavily. And he could tell you that, to him, it's one of the most exciting facets of amateur radio, and you don't even need a general class license. All you need is a no-code license, for that matter, and you can talk with AMSAT all over the world on satellite. Then you've got spread spectrum, and I notice you have Steve Bible talking, N7HPR, and he was on my show a couple weeks back talking about spread spectrum. That's an up-and-coming mode, has some great potential for amateur radio.
Well, that's another thing with Dayton, with the forums. Like you mentioned about products, a lot of the cutting-edge things, there are forums covering those. And if anybody's interested in the latest stuff, usually it's here.
Yeah, I'm looking at who you have for this for the Tapper digital packet or digital radio mm-hmm. session on Friday. And these are all guests of mine. I mean, you know, you have Dwayne Hendricks, who's a system design person. I mean, you've got all these people I know. Bob Breninga, who, of course, is Mr. APRS. It's kind of amazing. Then you've got QRP sessions, so that people who are into the weak signal work, there you go. Carol Perry with, Ham Radio in the Classroom. So that's kind of neat with all the kids that they have. And are they going to have any astronauts at Dayton this year?
The banquet speaker is Ron Parise, who is an astronaut.
Oh, well, that certainly works.
And he's going to be trying to be here. Well, he's coming in Saturday morning, and he's going to try to make some of the sessions, if he can get here and get settled down all right. He's uh-huh. going to try to make the CERACs and maybe some of the AMSAT forums. I can't promise that, but he's going to try.
Okay, and of course, he's a well-known astronaut. In fact, again, Ned, I believe he is the guy that Ned went to school with. And actually, he spoke to him while he was up in space recently. And I guess they reminisced of high school or college. I don't remember where, which they went. Then you've got antenna building seminars with Lou McCoy. And of course, Lou is great at designing And he just came out with a book, I guess, a newer book that he, that's recent. Electronic Safety. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, that was station identification.
Okay.
I was looking at my papers, and I should have also been looking up. I missed it by 1 second. Oh, well. operating techniques of the best operators, county hunters. Now, that's, you know, that's growing. It's amazing how many people are into county hunting.
It's become very popular, yes.
Okay, tech talks. Then I see contesting. Well, of course, that is... you've got everybody and anybody in this contest session, I see. And my goodness, look at the group that you've got. There's about 50 people in it. Aries, weather satellites, Pactor, with Phil Sussman. I've had him on the show. Let's see. VHF, UHF, and microwaves. Well, that's Kent Britton. I've had him.
You know everybody, don't you?
No. Okay, what's this? The Geritol net. What is the Geritol net? That must be, I would guess, some old-timers?
That's what it amounts to, yeah. Now, some of these are almost like club meetings, but you know they can be very interesting. If you want to know some of the other aspects of amateur radio, to attend some of these could be very interesting.
Now, you have most of these, I notice, at the Hera Arena in different rooms, whether they be, I guess, 1 through 5. Now, what is the MHS auditorium? Is that that school?
That's Meadowdale High School, which is actually it's within walking distance if you like to walk. But there is a shuttle bus that runs from the arena over to Meadowdale. It's about a, well, if it wasn't for a traffic jam or something, it'd be about a 5-minute ride. But
yes, it does tend to get a little crowded there. Now, a little off the subject, is it true that the Hera Arena is booked now for the Hamvention for this year and next year, and then after that it's up in the air or something?
Well, it's just that we do a 3-year contract when we do it, and the contract is through 98. We've already talked to the folks, and we'll be making we'll be talking to them sometime probably late summer, early fall.
Okay, so there's no reason or there's no inclination to want to move it from there to some other venue?
Not that I foresee right now, no.
Okay, well, you being the general chairman should know better than anyone else. So
well, we plan on talking to the folks out there at Hera, unless there be some real snafu, which I can't believe would happen. We'll be talking to them in July or August or September, long in there.
Is it public knowledge? How much does it cost to rent that place for the Hamvention?
Well, I'd really rather not say, but it runs into a lot of dollars, and it varies from year to year because if you include the arena, the all the parking, the flea market area, and everything, because we take the whole complex, it really varies considerably.
How many square feet are inside of Hera? Do you know that by chance?
I knew you'd ask that, and I never can remember.
Okay.
it takes every... with 550-some booth spaces, it certainly is not a small complex, as you can attest.
Of course. Oh, yeah, my feet hurt walking. And lest we forget, the Dayton group does make a few dollars on this Hamvention.
Well, we try to. Some years we make more than others, but we don't get our pockets lined with gold. As strange as it seems, sure, we take in a lot of money, but it costs a lot to run it for everything that's done. And the money that is taken in, we spend an awful lot of it on things like scholarship, educational programs, and operating our van and so forth for emergency use. And it was used down in the floods in Kentucky here just recently.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take a real short pause, and then we're going to be back to ham radio and more. If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I am Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Today we're talking amateur radio, the Dayton Hamvention, which is upcoming in 2 weekends. It is the largest ham radio gathering in the world. I talk about it once a year. I do this show because I think it merits it. It is just such a huge, huge undertaking that I really believe that it merits talking about. The phones are kind of quiet. I guess people who are listening either haven't been to Dayton or they don't want to talk about it. But 1-800-293-5366 is our number. 1-800-293-5366. Just like to hear a perspective from somebody out there who has been there and can say, like, my God, I can't believe all the people wearing their metal helmets along with the little antenna and the propeller that they twirl above. Now, that has thankfully gone down. I only saw two last year, guys.
Well, that's unfortunately, that has been promoted sometimes, not forwarded, but that's been the major thing. Look, go out and see all the antenna heads. That's really not what's there. Sure, you'll see some and they make a spectacle of themselves, but that's the exception, not the rule, as you well know, Clint.
Oh, for sure. Now, you do give a lot of scholarships out. How much do you give in scholarships each year to graduating high school students?
Well, last year there were eight $2,000 scholarships, and the prerequisite is simply that they have an amateur radio license. They can be taking anything. We don't require they take electrical engineering or computers or radio or anything like that.
And they could be a no-code tech.
Yes.
So they don't have to be an extra class, seven-year-old, they got their license or something.
In fact, I know one that was from Dayton a year or so ago that was a no-code tech.
Excellent. So
these people are from all around the country. They're not just in Dayton. Uh-huh. They win the scholarships.
Okay, so there is, you don't need to be an Ohio resident.
No.
And I think, you know, a lot of people don't give that any thought. You know, they're going to college, and they may have been a ham, you know, and they're graduating high school, and some of them probably don't even give it a thought that there's money out there.
Well, there are a lot of scholarships available, and people just don't think about this, and they're missing the boat because there are scholarships to be had.
Oh yeah, $2,000. Who couldn't use that? I mean,
right.
My goodness. students today, it gets very expensive. I would think the parents would be hitting the student to send an application in. Okay, you guys give away three big awards each and every year. Tell us about it.
Okay, at the banquet, which is held on the Friday night, or Saturday night of Hamvention, we have...
Which is usually delicious, and if for no other reason, you should go to the banquet because they have special prizes only for banquet goers. And my goodness, I remember you gave away huge prizes. Same thing this year, I take it?
That's right. I believe it's seven major prizes that will be given away that night just for the attendees of the banquet. So
wow.
If you have 1,000 people at the banquet, your chances are a whole lot better than 30,000 at the show.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know they gave away some HF gear. They gave away 2-meter dual-band mobiles. I mean, it was just amazing. Okay. Let's go back to those three big awards that are given at the banquet.
Mm-hmm. There are three awards, and I don't know that any one of them is better than the others. There is the Amateur of the Year award that we give, but the three are for special or technical excellence. I'm sorry, and there's special achievement, and then the what's sometimes considered the top award, which is the Amateur of the Year.
Okay, and who are the winners this year?
Okay, for technical excellence, it's Myers. I can't think of his first name. That's terrible.
It's did the World Radio, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I've got it here. I'll have it in a second. My mind's going blank. I'm sorry. But
I forget his first name. Meyerson is...
Meyerson is the Amateur of the Year.
Oh, okay. So I'm mixing them up. Okay.
Yeah, I've got it. I just... Why it escaped my mind right now? It's terrible. It's terribly embarrassing, but that's what happens sometimes.
Such is life.
The Amateur of the Year is sometimes... That's when the Bill Tynan got last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo Meyerson is the winner this year.
And he's from, I think, Palm Springs now is where he's
at. Yes, he's out...
I know a
I think
member.
It is Palm Springs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, and a member of QCWA, and very, very well-liked individual. I met him once at a QCWA meeting. No, I'm not in QCWA, but I was there.
Okay, the Technical Excellence Award is to Al Ward, WB5LUA, and the Special Achievement is Joe Faircloth, WB2JKJ.
Right, and we've had Joe on this show a number of times, a teacher in New York who has pushed amateur radio into the classroom. And I would never forget one thing he told me, that one of his kids who really lived a very sheltered life, said, "I didn't realize there was anything west of the Hudson River until amateur radio." So
connected very. It's nice to have people of high profile, promoting the amateur radio in the class like Carol Perry does.
Oh yes,
and there's some local people doing it here too. So. I think it's a wonderful thing. That's the future of amateur radio, is to get the young folks into it.
Well, if we don't get the young folks in, there is no future. So that's it's a very real and poignant point, and that's some of the reason that we debate what should or should not require people getting into amateur radio. We absolutely need the young blood. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Hamvention. I might even be willing to give away a subscription to a magazine or something to get somebody to call in about that has been to the Dayton Hamvention. My God, it's amazing sometimes to you gotta bribe these people to call. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. If you've been to the Dayton Hamvention, give us a call. Let us know what you've thought about it. And if you haven't been and you want to go, you must have some questions like, are there hotel rooms available? You'd be surprised. 1-800-293-5366, and we'll be right back. Does EDCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features. AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95. from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet or Universal Radio or R&L Electronics or Tucker Electronics, and there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world, at 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and More. They have tremendous products. The AR2700. Get it now. Len Winkler for the MFJ Intermod Fighters. That's right. They're new. Is Intermod ruining your 2-meter QSOs? Well, there's no more Intermod with the MFJ Intermod Fighter. Do you hear squeaks, squawks, bleeps, noises, paging tones, and unidentified voices across your 2-meter band? They make sensitive, ultra-wide 2-meter handhelds and mobiles absolutely useless. But bring on the MFJ Intermod Fighter. It attenuates out-of-band interference up to 50 dB. The way MFJ makes these is just fantastic. Intermod is eliminated during receive, but when you transmit, the filter is automatically bypassed. For $59.95 or less at your local dealers, you can get the handheld Intermod Fighter MFJ713 or the mobile Intermod Fighter MFJ714. These products are fantastic. Now you can call MFJ Direct and order them at 1-800-647-1800. 1-800-647-1800, or go to your local dealer. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. 1-800-647-1800. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Write this down. 1-800-774-2623. That's the phone number for Amateur Radio Trader, the ham radio marketplace. It's a publication that comes out twice a month. You can get a subscription. They're very inexpensive. And you can see all the deals that are out there that are available. If you're just getting into shortwave, you're just getting into amateur radio, the products are in here if you want used equipment. And if you want current equipment, well, the major manufacturers are advertising also. So you can get that. And you can get more because each issue is full of information like repeater information, propagation, how to repair certain items. The amateur radio trader is more than just a magazine to sell products. It has information. Get a subscription at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. It's very inexpensive. 1-800-774-2623. And it works. Amateur radio trader.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LBW.
Okay, we're talking today about the Dayton Hamvention with the General Chairman, Dick Miller, NHCBU, and his assistant, Jim Graver, KB8PSO. I don't want to forget, of course, that there's going to be a great forum on Saturday between 3 to 5 p.m., and, of course, that forum is going to be an open forum. Do you know about that Dick?
Yeah, I think I know which one you're referring to.
That one's going to create a stir, I think.
Yeah, it probably will. But that's okay. That's part of it, too, isn't it?
I hope it does create a stir, and actually I hope it is entertaining. People are hoping that, you know, I've had some email saying, well, if you're going to debate Morse code, you're going to debate whether contesting is good, you're going to debate whether the internet is going to kill amateur radio, if you're going to debate again the ARRL, are they good or bad, or are they the end all for amateur radio? I hope you're going to do it as a debate and everybody's going to get equal time and all that. You know what? They are going to get some equal time, but it's also for entertainment, and it's also to get people involved, and so we want the audience involved even more than the speakers. So, but we do have a good lineup from 3 to 5 p.m., I mean, with Bill Pasternak, with Steven Mendelson from the ARRL, with Fred Maya, with Nancy Cott from FIS. We're going to have a pretty strong lineup there.
There's some other guy on there too, isn't there?
I'm not debating. I'm just going to put in my 2 cents. So,
well,
see,
you're just putting your 2 cents.
Yeah.
In.
See,
okay.
So you know, everybody's like, I get this this hate mail. You know, well, why do I put my 2 cents in? Because it's my show. You see, this here on Ham Radio and More is my show. I have a right to give my 2 cents. Anyhow, I enjoy it, and I hope other people do, and you know, ham radio could be fun and should be fun, and people should be enjoying it, and that's what we try to do.
That's true. It should be an enjoyable thing. It is a hobby, and it can be a very interesting hobby with so many facets. You're not tied to one single thing. I think it's a wonderful hobby.
Well, it is.
For any age.
It is. It's great. Okay, we're going to go now to Bruce in Long Island. How you doing?
Hi, I called last week. But what I'm curious about, will there be anything for the people who aren't hams yet? Or like...
You mean beginner hams?
Or
people who are...
Hams.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like a person who hasn't qualified yet.
Right. Are there anything of that nature, Dick or Jim?
Well, I don't know about specifically that, but I've had personal experience in my family of taking people out there who were not hams or who were had not passed their license yet, and it's amazing the things that they can see and learn just talking to the vendors and seeing the things that are there, and attending some of these forums and seeing what some of the different things that are available. It really piques the interest for folks. Of course, if they're ready, they can take their test at Hamvention. Unfortunately, it has to be it's by advance registration only. There's no walk-in. Well, I think it would be a great experience for a new ham or even a non-ham who has some inkling that maybe they'd like to get into this thing. And there'll be a special event station if you've just gotten a new license. You can get up there and operate.
Yeah.
Bruce, do you have any intention of coming?
I won't be able to make it this year.
Okay, all right. Would you hold on? I'm going to have Frank take your name and address. We'll get you a subscription to World Radio. Maybe we can make you into a ham.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, quickly, I wanted to go to Bob in... Now, tell me the name of the city, Bob.
Droitwich,
and that's in pronounce it. This is English. I can't pronounce these things.
It's the home base for
long-wave radio in the United Kingdom and Europe.
And
you know, of 500 kilowatts of on, 198 kilohertz.
Okay. And you're hearing us loud and clear.
Yes, loud and clear. And as a matter of fact, I could hear you on the phone, and the same as the station I'm listening to, which is coming from where? From Ohio somewhere?
No, it's actually coming from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening.
Right.
You're listening to us on 12160, right?
12160. Just a minute. I'll jot that down. 12160. Yeah. Well, I normally tune to World Service, BBC World Service, on 12095, and of course it closes down when it gets dark, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I tune into to you, and it's a good clear signal, so I thought, well, I'll stay on there before I go to bed and see what happens.
Well, we're on every single Sunday at 2200 UTC.
You what?
We're on the radio every Sunday, 2200 UTC, talking about amateur radio.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday for the last six years.
At what time?
2200 UTC.
That means GMT, does it?
Correct.
Yeah.
2200 your time. Because
yeah.
We all go by your time, you know.
Well, we're not on Greenwich Mean Time at the moment. We're GMT plus or minus one. I can never remember which way it goes.
Well, you're the... I've received some faxes from people in the Channel Islands, but I've never had a phone call on the air from England. So you rate as the furthest call ever.
Yeah, great. I'm highly delighted, actually. Are you going to put me on the air?
You're on the air now. We've been talking.
On the air now, talking?
Yes,
sir. I can't hear myself feeding back, but... because the phone is about,
Well, I got to take a break. I got to take a break, so I got to cut. I got to cut it here. But thank you very much for calling.
So I hold.
Okay,
the
hold
line
on.
Here.
Hold on.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed, and you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, the scholarship book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the scholarship book. A special hardcover edition is just three easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
Here is a duck. Here is a dog. Here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them.
Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, radio escape artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten radio mime hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow! Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQ, CQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Now that would have been really neat if Bob from England was coming in and needed Dick for you to get him a hotel room.
We probably could arrange something. It wouldn't be right close, but we could probably get him something if he wants to fly over.
That was neat. That was the first time I got an actual phone call on the air from England. Okay, let's go to Howell, Michigan, WV8HRO, is that it, Tim?
That's it.
How you doing?
Great, and it's good to talk to you, and I'm really impressed with your show. I get it off the internet.
Excellent. Thank you, KBNP Radio in Portland, for that.
Okay, and I do. I wanted to mention to you, you haven't mentioned the webpage, or the website, or whatever you call it.
Okay, you want to give the URL for that, Dick? It's actually very easy.
I have it if you like.
Oh, yeah. It's simply www.hamvention.org.
That's it.
Yeah, it's very easy, and it's a nice website. In fact, I got all this information, all the speakers, all the activities, the official and unofficial activities off of it.
There's also an address you can write to for the, I don't know how they word it now. We used to call it the YL, XYL thing. Uh-huh. But alternate activities. Anyhow, we sent for those and have registered my wife for that, and they're really looking forward to it this year.
So you're coming to the Hamvention?
I wouldn't miss it.
You come every year?
No, I haven't been for maybe 15 years.
Oh, well, then it'll be really neat.
Sick for a number of years and got the motorhome up and ready, and we're ready.
You want a subscription to World Radio?
I'd love it.
Okay, Tim, hold on. Hold on. And
okay.
Frank will take that information. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, how you doing? Bill, are you there? Bill, are you there?
Now I am. You got the hybrid in the line.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi there. I just literally ran home from work.
Well, good, because we only got about a minute and 30 seconds.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to say, Dick, first of all, it's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Bill.
And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you and your staff for making possible what Len and I are going to be doing, and that's putting on the first ever live-to-the-internet radio talk show from the Hamvention.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot to mention that people can actually listen to it live while it's happening from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Ohio time. And
Eastern.
Yes, Eastern time. And that's going to be available at off of the Tapper site.
Yeah, www.tapper.org, and there'll be a pointer there. Just click on it and go.
Right, and also if you're on my page, there's a clicker on it, and also if you want to.
And there'll be one on the Newsline page as well, also, so we'll have it covered pretty well. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Dick, in about 10 days, huh?
Yeah, a couple weeks, and we'll see you then, Bill.
Right. Good luck.
Okay, I'll talk to you a little later, Bill.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Okay, Dick and Jim, I want to thank you. I know that I have less than a minute to go.
Okay, well, I'm going to put Jim on here. We're going to switch phones so that maybe it'll sound better. Here's Jim.
Okay. Jim, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much, Len, for the opportunity to promote Hamvention to the amateur world. It's great.
Well, it is definitely something to be pushed, because it doesn't need to be pushed. If you go once, you'll want to go back. I mean, I have gone there every year since 1991, and I mean, I'm almost a veteran.
Yeah, you are a veteran. In fact, we always look forward to feedback from the attendees to tell us liked about the show.
I look forward to meeting you when I'm there, Jim. Thank you, Dick. Thanks, Jim. See you at Hamvention. See the rest of you at Hamvention. And we'll talk to you next week on Ham Radio and More 73. We're QRT.